Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your
greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is July 3rd. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, dude, just fantastic. It's the start of a new era, the sticky note era.
Sticky note, is that what we're settling on? Scotch Guard, sticky note classic? I mean, 3M makes a wide suite of products as far as I know.
No Scotch Guard, just sticky note classic.
Okay. I wonder
think?
If Bryson's done his little tour of the innovation lab or whatever it is.
Finding out human potential?
He's always trying to push and understand the limits of human potential, extend them. And, you know, they should, media should be allowed into that event. There should be an entire gaggle, press corps, tracing Bryson. You know, he's there to learn about new products and extending human potentials as much as he is to play golf. So might as well cover it.
I was wondering if we could maybe get some security camera footage of him walking around, pointing at things.
Well, I'm sure he'll be sure to share it to his own social channels to keep up the whole, the brand, the act.
Maybe I'll ask him. Maybe I'll tweet at him. Can you inform us about the limits of human potential?
The new sticky note classic era. It's great that Minnesota has an event, just as it was great that Detroit had an event last week, right? I mean, this is like a long neglected. It's a great sports markets, the last two great sports markets, and two, long neglected. Like there should have been tour in the vicinity of Minnesota at some point, regular tour stop.
Yeah, they're going to be, it's going to be slammed there. It's going to be packed.
Is this the same course that had the senior event, the 3M senior event? Well,
yes.
That's been popular the last few years.
Yeah, okay. It is. It's that golf course. So in the past 7 years, it ranked first or second in birdies among the
champs.
Yeah, champs tour.
Senior circuit.
The ultimate dartboard tour.
Is that even more dartboardy than the web and the PGA?
I don't know. I don't think we should even equate it with dartboard tour. It's got to be something else. We got to.
Can't.
They're off. You know, they got back to back majors, so they're off this week.
I know. They got to take a breather. Yeah. Get ready for Firestone. They're literally, it's like going from South Bend to Akron. It's like a 4-hour drive. They need a week to get there, you know, take a week off.
You can have a major back-to-back weeks.
I mean, they're having three majors in a row. Who cares if a week is sprinkled in between here and there? The fact of the matter is their schedule is a circus act, the three majors in a row.
Wait, so is there another week between?
I think so.
And which one's that one?
Well, that can't be right.
No, there's got to be something.
Because they're not going to do senior
the same week as the Open.
Well, there might be 2 weeks. I know it's three in a row. It's three in a row. So maybe they have this week off. Then they go to Firestone. Then maybe they have 2 weeks to get on to, you know, acclimatize themselves over in, you know, Europe, and then they have the senior.
That's pretty nice.
Senior British Open.
It's retirement.
It's like the old days. Like when they'd have to take the boat. You know, Ben Hogan would have to take the boat across. They give him a couple weeks to get over there.
That'd be just amazing if one of them took the boat across as a node to Hogan.
Just dressed up like Hogan, rode in the cabin of some cruise liner.
That'd be quality content.
It would.
How much does it cost to take a boat across the Atlantic?
I don't know. It's probably not cheap. It's probably not cheap.
How long does it take? I have so many questions about this.
I don't know. Probably a week, I would say. Well, it depends on like whether they're out for a leisurely cruise or they're, you know, on the double trying to get there. I know very little about nautical matters.
I wonder if there's pirates in the Atlantic like there are in the Caribbean.
I'm sure there's some. I'm sure.
Life of a pirate.
What?
What a world we're talking about here. Pirates and cruise ships.
So the senior players of Firestone is July 11th to 14th, so next week. So that's concurrent to John Deere. Then they're off the British show. So, yeah, they go, right. They go a major week off, major week off, major. So there you go. The senior opens at Royal Lytham. Interesting. Okay. So
I got a take here. This is, you know, while we're just busting out all these major championships, last week was the senior open, you know,
yeah.
one week or 2 weeks after the U.S. Open, which we had, you know, we just have all these majors, all these big events.
Yeah.
It's I'm looking at like the ratings for the Travelers were down huge. You know?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I saw it on Jeff Shackelford's site, and he got it from the sports rating people. But last Sunday's final round of the PGA Tour Hartford Open, see, they don't even respect the Travelers there.
Wow.
Earned a 1.4 rating and a 2.17. It was down 30% from last year.
Why is that?
39% from 2017. And it was the lowest rated and least watched final round of the tournament since 2016.
Whoa, interesting. 2016 was the funky Olympics schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 17 I get with speed, the whole speed thing. Last year was Bubba, I guess. I don't know. Interesting.
Maybe was it Chez, you know, because that had been hit. But anyways,
know.
I'm thinking out loud here. Like, what's going on? Like, why is this down so huge? Like, it's a big proportion. It could be just an outlier. It could be a statistical outlier. People weren't tuning into golf that day. Or is it the fact that, like, this schedule pacing is insane? I can't believe we got a major in, like, 2 weeks.
What's wrong with it? What are you saying? There's just too much golf, too much going on.
I just think that it's all compacted so much by we lost a month of golf.
Well, the Travelers is getting choked out. I mean, the Travelers is always the week after
but
the U.S.
Why,
Open.
It gets choked out in players. It shouldn't get choked out in interest, right? And it still had a great field.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the bigger point, my bigger point. And it's coming off of, like, a really exciting U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And then you come off that week next week, you got a great field, and you get just dud ratings.
I mean, I have a whole problem with just using TV ratings to, in general, to, like, you know, make judgments on a thing. You know, whether it did well or not, but I don't know. What were the Detroit ratings? Probably not great, but
not good.
On the ground, it was awesome.
The senior, well, on the ground, but like,
yeah,
that's not what sponsors are paying all the big bucks for.
Sure. They want to see the PMI. They want people seeing the PMI ad.
Yeah. And I think so. The thing is, it was not good ratings for the Detroit. It was a little bit better than the Travelers, but then also the Senior Open got like a 0.8. I mean, it barely outbeat World's Strongest Man taped.
Yikes!
So it's just like
the women's open was bad too, right? Charleston.
Uh-huh. So it's just, there's all this compacted golf. Like there's no like everything that's not a major has lost.
Huh. You think? And so, I mean, what is so different from prior years, though, aside from May?
It's just the pacing of it.
The pacing of it's all off.
We're not used to, you know, like three majors in a row, and then it's FedEx Cup, right?
So you're saying you're exhausted by now, or you're
unprepared? I'm not exhausted
by now?
But, you know, the bigger,
well, I mean,
the
audience
grand,
is
the
exhausted
grander,
or unprepared?
The grander scheme, the thing that I'm really looking at here.
Yeah.
It's like, what... So the FedEx Cup, right? We're in August.
Yeah.
Everybody's done this whole song and dance for this. This is why we have to move to August. Football's right. Killing us.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
I'm excited to see what the ratings are compared to last year.
Oh. We should have like a like instant mini segments on pods in August, right?
Well, it's like what if these ratings are down? And not to mention they're going to New York, Chicago, and Atlanta. And what if you got Tiger is back, you know?
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
It might just prove that there's only four ultimate prizes in golf.
Right.
The Masters, the US Open, the PGA, and the Open.
The Open. One gold standard, four ultimate prizes. Can we do that?
I don't know.
Can we say that?
But this is an interesting thing because like I think ratings are kind of down in a lot of events.
Sure. A lot of sports events in general or golf events?
Golf events.
Okay. All right. I think there are ebbs and flows.
There might be. I might be reading. This could be a statistical anomaly. But yeah. It's just jarring to see 30% down at the Travelers.
Right. Well, bad year. Aside from the result, we wanted Shea Revay. Maybe he just doesn't have the wide stream appeal. Why?
Big Bill hasn't hit it big yet.
It's coming, though. Big Chez. All right, let's get to the schedule of the week. Speaking of TV-related matters, I'd say the main event, you know, and God bless the people up in Minnesota, but I think the appeal for us is all over on the European tour, right? I think that's the top bill.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly not probably in field strength, but the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. Make sure you get that, you know. Dubai duty free. It's not just any Irish Open.
What's Dubai duty free?
I don't know. Is that like the airport shop in Dubai?
I don't know. That's like what I think. Duty free.
There's like one little airport shop in the Dubai airport sponsoring a golf event.
Maybe. Possibly.
I think I'm probably misinterpreting that. But yeah, clearly there's some big duty free economy.
I saw a duty-free shop yesterday in the airport. You know, I almost bought something.
What? The people who are in there just usually like covered in like Axe body spray. Like, why are you going in those places? What are you getting? Like a couple extra bucks off liquor? Maybe a watch?
I don't even understand. Yeah, I think you don't have to pay taxes, right? That's it.
Right, because it's like yeah.
But then is it cheaper though? Everything's more expensive in an airport.
I don't understand the whole duty free concept, but there's some segment of the population, some subculture out there that's into it. All right, so the duty free Irish Open, Lahinch Golf Club, Lahinch, Ireland, west coast of Ireland, very cool venue for an Irish Open. That is on 5:30 to 1:30 Thursday and Friday. Golf Channel giving it primo treatment, just running all the way through. No
Lake
morning
season.
Yeah. Coffee golf, baby.
It's exciting. We're going to see blind shots, firm and fast conditions. You know, these are things that get complaints in America that, you know, all the most important people on the planet seem to accept for a couple weeks here. It's exciting.
I played Lahinch maybe 12 years ago in the middle of like just a 10-day, 2-week bender in Ireland. Golf was not a priority of the trip or my life at that moment. But great town, little surfing town. It's awesome. Very cool course. What is it, McKenzie and Old Tom Morris?
Yeah. So
that'll be really
there's
cool.
There's some other little bit of tweaks here and there over time. But
yeah.
But yes. It's a very, very cool place.
Will aesthetically look awesome, right? I mean, this is how you want links season to look.
This is the thing. Everybody complains about brown and stuff if it's in America, and everybody's
right.
Going to be like, "Oh, this is so awesome."
Yep. But they did not draw a strong field, not at all this week. So here's our headliners: are John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, Matt Wallace, Ian Poulter, Martin Keimer, Graham McDowell, Louis Oosthuizen, Eddie Pepperell, Tyrrell Hatton, and Patrick Harrington. Just all Euro regulars. I don't see a single, I mean, I guess you could say Graham McDowell's kind of like a full-time PGA Tour player. Yeah, but he's been doing this for a couple of years now.
So yeah, I know, like, but he's full-time PGA.
Yeah, yeah. There's just no one that you otherwise aren't used to seeing.
Surprise, Kisner's not over there. He's up there in those Race to Dubai stand. He's the number two. Like, what's he doing?
He should be trying to make hay right now. Yeah.
He's missing a real opportunity. I think it more goes to the sticky note, you know, and in the big field of the sticky note.
What do you think's going on at the sticky note? How are they getting this field? What is this all about? I remember.
I don't think it's from the golf course. I'll tell you that much. Place looks like it's like the bear trap down at PGA National. It's just like
we're water everywhere,
weaving in and out of houses and water.
Well, it's the land of 10,000 lakes. They've got a lot of lakes up there.
You know what this golf course was before it got converted into a golf course?
What?
A sod farm.
They just had to take the mower out there and filled
with topographical interest. You know, most sod farms are just they're like the Lynx land that you'll see at, in La Hinch. Just, you know, rolling, you know, full of contours and interest. I mean, like, this is just pure a piece of property that shouldn't be a golf course turned into a golf course.
That's great. That's so good. All right. Any other things on the Irish Open? I mean, does it frustrate you that more guys aren't out there?
I know that the Scottish Open has a pretty good field. You know, if I was a professional golfer, I would be over there, but I'm not a professional golfer. So, you know, they got to, and I think this is another, we could point to the schedule again.
Yeah.
Like, right after, so if you went and played Irish, Scottish, Open, and then you've got that damn WGC at the end.
You see, today, JT and Koepka. Before I forget, by the way, in Minnesota, I had it wrong. Someone sent me the wrong field list. Chase Koepka, not in the field. Not seeing him in the field.
You should have issued an apology right at the top.
I am. Just the whole discussion on nepotism, fraternalism, all that stuff is moot. I was sent an image of the actual list, and it had Chase on there. But maybe he's playing in the Pro-Am or something. I don't know. But he's not in the field. So
You know who is in the field? Chris Blanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was his story again?
He got in trouble for screw you, golf gods. You know.
Yeah. Oh, the guy you used to tweet at.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and have sex with my wife.
Yeah, that's right. But before we... All right, so Thomas and Koepka committed to the Memphis. I was surprised. Disappointed, actually. Brooksy, I could see, like, just, I don't care about your PGA Tour, WGC.
Is he going to play next week?
Scottish? No. Well, he usually does the week before a major, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way he does. He just said he was dead and fried, stuff.
He's up here messing around with sticky notes in Minneapolis.
There's definitely some funny business going on, right? There's some side payments being made, some appearance fees, some... Not out and out appearance fees, more of like the end around type appearance fee.
Yeah, but this is the problem. You got these guys handing out, you know, figuring out ways to coerce, you know, players up here for the sticky note. And that's why and then couple that with the WGC. And that's why nobody's. So if you, I think everybody's going to go do, you know, a lot of people are going to do Scottish Open and then, WGC
Open.
free cash.
Three in a row then, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So three in a row. Like, nobody likes playing a month straight. You'd be gone for a month in a row. You know, that's brutal.
So La Hinch gets screwed.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And this is what I talked about at the top with the schedule. Every event. And none of these events matter anymore, according to the PGA Tour.
Right. Before we get off of La Hinch, though, so there's a debate, I guess, going on about adjusted par. What they switched up the par.
Oh yeah,
for this event, Lowry Shane Lowry's
fired
pissed.
Up. Yeah, I tweeted that out last week.
And Paul McGinley says it should be 70. You know, this is appropriate, right? I mean, you talked about this. Pretty fun to watch. Are they embracing? Is the European Tour? Is the Irish Open embracing the Andy's adjusted par principles?
It's just reality, you know. Like if everybody in the field can get home in two, like that literally by definition is a par four. If
right.
you want to, I believe in a life without par. But if you know, and everybody's insistent that par needs to be a thing, we need to live by this ideal, you know, two ideal shots or two good shots from a expert player, which at the time was a USAM champion. So two Victor Hovland shots.
Right.
And two sure. putts. So
gotcha.
There aren't many holes that are par fives under that definition.
Not anymore, no.
So
not sticking, at all.
You know, LaHinch probably should be par 68, to be okay. honest. Par 69.
All right.
And the other thing, you know, in Twin Cities, they've beefed this place up. They've added like 400 yards in the last
really?
Year. Yeah, so
for this event.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing, you know, from last week that Detroit folks wanted me to convey is that they only got 8 months to prepare for that event. Like, usually you get 2 years, you know, when you're having an event. So they were like, you know, we had 8 months to turn around and it, you know, came off great. And the tour tried to, you know, went super cautious on us.
Nobody's mad at Detroit. Nobody's mad at Detroit Golf Club.
No, I know.
They don't need to defend themselves at all.
They don't. I know. I think they were just frustrated. They had 8 months, and most people have 2 years' notice.
We know that the week of the, you know, the tour comes in there, and that's not your golf course anymore.
No, it's not. So segue into TPC Twin Cities, the sticky note. We're done with LaHinch. Intel from the grounds of the Sticky Note Classic.
That's event of the week, by the way, LaHinch.
LaHinch, Irish Open. All right, good to know.
As much as I wanted to go Slovakian Open or Slovakian Challenge on the Challenge Tour.
I know. How about that? Panati? Am I pronouncing
Slovakia
that right?
Challenge, yeah.
It's pretty disappointing Rory's not over there.
What is going on?
He becomes Mr. Slovak, and then he, you know, you're not going to see, you know, David Hitman Hearn just bail on the Canadian Open to go play somewhere in Europe or something.
He's
got to show up.
This isn't the Slovak Open, though. It's important.
It's not a national open.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a Challenge Tour event in Slovakia.
So it beats out the LaHinch beats out that for event of the week? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it does. It does.
All right. But we're going to keep an eye on the Challenge Tour. I'm just disappointed Rory didn't make it as the ambassador of Slovak golf.
Is Rory in the open yet?
The Open Championship?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I would think he would be. No? He's playing the sticky note. I'm not sure.
I was going to say that maybe he's just trying to qualify. You know,
that could be.
For the Open.
Getting some spots. All right. Intel from the grounds of Minnesota. Quote, incredibly soft. Dartboard tour execs must be salivating. More rain to come. And I guess some of the low points were extra soggy, low points on the course, which if it's a sod farm, it doesn't sound like there are any low or high points. It's just,
oh, well, you know, when
a checkerboard out there,
when you have that design firm come in and just, you know, create everything, what they do is they create a lot of catch basins,
take a couple scoops here and there
for drainage. And, you know, they create stuff and, you know, I haven't seen it, so I'm going to hold pass. You know, I'm not going to pass too much judgment, but...
Reserve judgment? Sounds like you've passed a fair amount already.
No, I have. Those are initial observations.
Okay.
I try and stay away from courses that are going to offend me too much. You know, that's why I didn't make a John up there to see it.
Pros are already just going extremely low in all sorts of pro-ams practice rounds. But you see that everywhere. More rain to come. Low points, extra soggy. Because Andy would be disgusted by this course. This is a third party telling us, you know. in and out of houses, which you already alluded to. Forced carry. There's a forced carryover road, which I got to hear about. I got to see more about this. The fascination with the road hole. Got to carry it over a road, and a bunch of man-made water hazards. 18, which I just looked up. 18 is maybe the worse than last week's backboarding in Detroit. So they have just a big hazard. It's like this little neck. So it's a force carry. Like there's a little neck way down the left side, I guess you could hit to. But it's a force carry. Like you are hitting to the green and nowhere else. Like there is no kind of layup. There is no shot where you could run it up. You are throwing it onto the green with water all in front. But then they just jammed this backboard right behind the green. It's worse than last week, he says.
I guess
with the hazard.
You know, this is why we call it the dartboard. And that just deducted another shot from their I was wondering about the 600-yard closing 18th, and I was going to keep it a 5, but just went to a par 4. We're at a par 69.
Par 69, that's your official
adjusted
par.
72 to 69.
Okay. Oh, by the way.
You know what? It's the first year of an event. First year at a course, 68. One more adjustment out.
Because of where they're going to put the pins and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So we're down to a par 68.
By the way, that 18th is a par 5. It's 596 yards. So these guys are going to be going at it in two with water in front, just throwing it off the grandstands behind the green. Ridiculous.
Champ's not playing, is he?
No, he is. We'll get to that in a minute. By the way, speaking of par being irrelevant, you see that Slovak event has a par 6.
What?
Yeah. I forget what. That's like 700 yards or something.
That's the PGA Tour social content dream. You know how many eagles would get made on that?
Well, you could just tweet the eagle emoji all day.
Yeah. And the lead up to par 6, like, you know, like this, that par 6 is going to play to like a 5-2 or 5-1 scoring average.
Let me confirm. This could be a Chase Koepka fake news thing. But no, somebody sent it to me with the yardage. I wish I'd written it down. The D&D Real Slovakia Challenge. Yeah, there's absolutely a par 6. Maybe. I'm not seeing it. Is this another? Oh, yeah, par 6. 783 yards.
Oh,
15th hole.
That's pretty long.
783 yards.
They're still all getting home in 3. Think about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is
let's just say 300, 250. That's 550, and then what do they got left? They got 230 left. Like everybody's getting home in 3. It's a that's actually a par 5, really hard par 5.
I gotta assume it's at elevation too, right? I mean, it's got an elevated tee box or something. Why? Because why would you just lay out a 783 yard hole without some sort of dramatic drop off?
I'm like more intrigued by this golf course than. Than La Hinch almost now.
I mean, we're Panati Golf Resort. Panati Golf Resort.
All right. Panati Golf. I'm going to get on Google Earth right after we're done recording.
All right. All right. Good. Fantastic. So that's the early intel on the TPC Twin Cities. We got a big backboard. That will be on Golf Channel and CBS. On the weekend, usual rotation. Headlining it, we have Brooks, Bryson, J-Day, Reed, Phil, Finau, Cam Champ made notables, ahead of Nate Lashley, Victor Hovland, and Matthew Wolff. Great field.
Why is he a notable?
Champ?
Yeah.
I don't know. Should we get to... to Friday featured groups.
Yeah. No, let's get there.
Thursday. Finau, Phil, and Lashley. Nate Lashley making Ricky Tour live. I love it.
He's getting the post win treatment that everybody gets except for Gary Woodland.
That's good point. The US Open winner did not
think about
relegated to fan ballot.
Chez got it last week. Everybody guessed it except for Gary Woodland, who won the U.S. Open. Think about how mad Gary's sponsors probably are.
He had a whole week of, you know, a junket in New York doing
this.
But
it's just another opportunity to have your sponsors plastered all over TV.
And they bailed on him 9 holes in to go to Camp Champ, who then played the back 9 and won over or whatever it was.
I think it was like 3 or 4.
Over?
Yeah. Adjusted.
Oh, okay. Adjusted. All right. So Finau, Phil, Lashley, Jay Day, Hideki, and Corey Connors. Where'd that come from? Good to see him back, though, on Thursday.
He's kind of been solid this year, you know?
Yeah.
Stats are crazy.
Speaking of the Corey Connors conundrum, Matt Every got in as an alternate.
Hey.
Got in last second. Needed to wait for somebody else to WD.
He's probably up to 65 now.
On Friday, we have Koepka, Na, and Reed, Group 1. Your fan vote Friday options, the ballot.
Chris Blanks. Give me Chris Blanks.
No. Ryan Moore, Charlie Hoffman, and Nick Watney. Not going to be, I don't think that's going to get a lot of mainstream.
That's like, you know, being in my mid 30s, like going, if like Third Eye Blind, if I went to a Third Eye Blind concert.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Bryson DeChambeau, Charles Howell III, and Keegan Bradley. Second option. Bryson.
That's going to be a relegated slow group.
Bryson and Keegan. Yeah. Not Swift.
Who's the third in that? Who's the third in that one?
Howell.
Howell. Ugh. Tough break for Chucky.
Yeah. Then the third group: Jason Duffner, Chesson Hadley, and Cameron Champ, back on another ballot again.
There wasn't any better.
Hasn't had a top 25 this year. Let alone, you know, win. Has not been, I don't think he's been inside the top 25 all season.
Since the new year, you got to remove the
tournament of champions.
Tournament of champions with this tiny field. That's
right.
That's brutal. I mean, I don't know if there's a better option. I mean, but there is a better option. Almost everybody would be an option.
Why could you do Hovland Wolf, something like that? Get those guys.
Oh, Justin Suh's playing too.
Morikawa, is he playing?
No Morikawa. Hovland, and Wolf. And then Charlie Danielson too.
So why not put those guys on a ballot? I mean, you don't have to lock them into the thing, but you put them on a ballot because they're not members.
Yeah. It's a member-run organization here, Brendan.
All right.
It's a 501c3.
That's true. All right. Elsewhere on the schedule, the web tour, Peak and Peak, no TV. Peak and Peak Resort, upstate New York. It's like a dinky little Midwest type.
Midwest? It's in New York.
I mean, upstate New York. It's like an hour from Cleveland. If Cleveland's
really?
The Midwest, yeah. That's where you go to like ski, like, yeah, it's like people from like Colorado would be disgusted by the skiing. It's like a little bunny hill, but yeah, it's a good time, you know, get away there and get worse for the wear. But yeah, I have nothing about the golf scene there.
Peak and Peak's the winter Sandusky Island.
No, not Sandusky. You're thinking of Put-in Bay?
Put-in Bay, yeah, in Sandusky.
The Key West of the North, yeah. Put-in Bay.
I went to a bachelor party there once.
Oh, I don't recommend going there. As a matter of fact, I don't even know if I've like really been there as an adult. All right, web tour, yeah, upstate New York for Peak and Peak. LPGA is at the Thornberry Creek LPGA Classic. No title sponsor, it doesn't look like. Green Bay.
You'd think it was sponsored by the Packers with all the, you know, garbage they, you know, graphics they got all over the place.
I got this giant G, Green Bay Packers logo in the middle of the course. Like, I was looking at the aerial the other day. It's just conspicuous.
Matthew
jumping
Galloway
out.
Tweeted it out.
Oh, that's true. The caddy. Yeah, Matt Galloway. tweeted at us early this week. Just offends you right away. First hole, right?
Whatever. You know, they know that they're, you know, bottom feeder in the NFC North now. So,
all right. So that's our schedule for the week. We'll do some quick news. One thing I love, Brandon Wu.
Oh, guy. Yeah, I had this on my notes.
Came through for me out of Pebble after you mocked me for taking, you know, Victor Hovland as a low amateur. And then I took Wu and he beat you.
No,
or
he didn't.
Or beat Pauly.
Hovland set an amateur scoring record.
Shit. It was until the last day. 54 holes he was leading Hovland. That's right.
We got to call Pauly, too, speaking.
I know. We're going to call him. So Brandon Wu takes a chance, still an amateur. Flies to England, qualifies for the Open. Goes through like the local qualifying. Pretty cool. He's on a heater.
Heater. I think he won the qualifier. Shot something ridiculous, like 64, 67 or something like that.
Sneaky, well, not sneaky at all, but certainly someone to keep an eye on.
He's going to be on the Walker Cup team for sure.
Yeah, he shot 64, 67, 9 under, and was medalist honors by three strokes.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, he's got to be among the favorites at Pinehurst, right? A lot can change in a month, but certainly one of the favorites.
Smash play. It's so hard to, you know, win as a favorite.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to segue into my next thing. 7,791 entries for the U.S. Amateur. It's a lot of entries. How many of those guys have a chance?
Oh, probably
7,191.
So there's, let's say there's 100 qualifiers, 2 per state, about roughly.
Yeah, you could say that. Okay.
Maybe there's 120. There's like 10 guys in each qualifier that have like a legit shot. Maybe 20 guys. So
yeah, there's 312 player field, 96 sectional qualifiers.
So like probably 2,000 guys have a shot.
Of the 7,100,
yeah,
that are registered. Interesting. All right.
I know that Camargo in Cincinnati, the qualifier there filled up in like an hour or less.
Just really good golfers wanting to go play Camargo.
Well, it's just like the that's the trick. I think the trick of the USAM qualifier, if like especially if you're a mid-am, like I can't play with college kids. But
yeah,
if you go to the site that like all you get all the Jamokes coming in to play at a really nice course, you know.
Yeah, maybe you can get out.
Yeah, then you might have.
That's
a
interesting. That's a good. So you just got to find one of the two or three sectionals that are just great courses. Guys are also going to the pro shop to buy a tumbler and a hat afterwards.
Exactly. Beyond like getting the enjoyment of playing your qualifier at a very nice course, you get a much softer field.
Okay. That's fascinating. Good intel there.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, 7,000 for the USAM. Not necessarily an eye popping number. We're used to that kind of stuff.
That's a lot of money too. I think it's $175 to enter.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like $100. Okay.
No, so that's good revenue.
Last bit of news, Shane Ryan did a National Open report. Did you see this for Golf Digest?
Mm-mm.
This is up your alley. Trying to discern what's an open, what's a National Open, what's not an open. This is like an Andy Johnson commissioned report. Roberto DiVincenzo has 41 total open wins. So it's, you know, it's all every continent.
Is he the GOAT?
He might be. He won the Panama Open, the Mexican Open, and he captured 5 different Euro Opens: British, German, French, Spanish, and Dutch.
It's and racked impressive. It just what,
went
who
cra-
else is
crazy
on this
in
list?
South
Tell
America.
Us more.
Gary Player is number 2 at 28 National Opens. He won on 5 different continents. The only person to ever went on 5 continents.
This might be my new new list.
Which he won the Brazil and Chile Opens real late in his career per Shane Ryan to give him the 5 continent.
Do you think he went down there just for that distinction?
He didn't win a single Asian National Open, and he would have all 6 if he'd won one in Asia.
Man, he should be back out there. He should be grinding in Asia.
He won a bunch in Asia, but no like national, no like Japan Open or anything like that. So
might be coming for Hosong.
What else do we have from this? It's like a cool study. I mean, it's all European players. There's not a single American on here. So, but yeah, Roberto DiVincenzo, 41. Gary Player, 28. That's kind of like the two main guys. Peter Thompson, 27. Obviously, he hit 12 in Oceania alone. So, all right. Other last bit of news. Brooks Koepka. New logo.
And Brooks. Website.
And website, lest I forget. Yeah, that's it. Did you go to it? I mean,
of course.
What's on there? Is there anything of note?
No, nothing on.
Is there like crunches and exercises?
No, it's like just for more sponsored content. It's just a place for him to, you know, give his sponsors some more exposure.
Dump stuff. Yeah,
it's sure. Got like the, you remember that little like ad video he did of hitting the balls onto the pool floaty? That's like the main thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. You know, him on a boat and, you know.
Sure, sure.
He's got his sponsors out in front, you know.
Right.
He's got his team. You know, no Joey D, of course.
I've heard he's still working out at Joey D's gym, but just with a new trainer.
I think that there's like probably, yeah, he's probably a Joey D disciple.
I mean, that's kind of what you said, but like, I mean, he's, I don't know. As far as I can tell, he's not affiliated with them anymore. Anyways, logo, yay, nay. Better than the old one. Still not great.
Better than the old one. I think it's initials, obviously, but it's creatively done initials, right?
Okay. There you go. Good. Good. All right, let's get.
I would have rather him go with something else. You know, he should have gone with like just like the championship belt or something. You know,
that wouldn't have been bad. Yeah, maybe just a bicep or something like that. Championship belt's good.
You know what would have been awesome is the Olympics, like the Greek athlete symbol.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an athlete, just the sure. The wing, you know, or whatever it is.
Sure.
What is that icon? I'm drawing a blank now.
Nothing will ever beat, as far as like iconography and different things that aren't initials. Nothing will ever beat your beaker. For the fraudulent scientist.
The upside down beaker.
Upside down beaker for DeChambeau. All right, let's call Paulie, shall we? Let's get some picks for the 3M Open. I'm asking him about Irish Open, too.
There he is. Hey, guys.
Hey. Paulie.
How's it going?
It's going, you?
Paulie?
Doing good. I mean, you got to be happy. The boy from Bratislava is killing on the PGA Tour right now.
It's pretty unbelievable, right?
It's amazing.
Not really, best. No. I mean, he's been trending upward since the end of last year, so.
Well, we pick him good. You know, we know who to latch on to.
Exactly, right? It's all about upside. I mean, who cares about these youngsters? If you can get the veterans all of a sudden to come in, I mean, you can build a brand around that, right?
There's something to be said if you bet on some of our favorites. You'd be doing really well, like Big Rory, Big Bill Reve.
Sepp Straka. Sepp Straka came through here last week.
What's new?
Not much. Just ready for the tour to finally get back to some courses that we've played before. So.
Yeah. What are we looking at? What are we looking at the sticky note?
What, at the 3M?
The sticky note open.
The sticky note open. Yeah, I mean, really, you're just looking. I mean, it's going to be another birdie fest just like it was last week.
Paulie, so what do we know about this course? Do we know anything? I mean, like, what's your early intel? Everything I'm hearing is just going to be a birdie fest, which, you know, throws the DraftKings kind of calculations a little out of whack or maybe in whack. But what's your intel on how this is going to play? Birdie fest?
Yeah, so the Champions Tour has played here a bunch, and when we've seen them play here, it's been very low scoring. Now, they added a little bit of yardage for the PGA Tour here, but with the fact that, you know, they've received a bunch of rain up there this year, it's going to play soft enough off the tee and soft enough on the greens where I'm thinking the winning score is going to be around the 20 under number again this week.
What was it last week, 25, right? I think we got to 25 last week.
Yeah, somewhere around there, yep.
You guys are looking this all wrong. But anyway, you know, this is Kenny. I'm surprised Kenny Perry didn't get an exemption with his performance at the 3M.
He was a 3M master.
Three-time winner.
Yeah.
Three of the last 5 years.
Minnesota owns Tom Lehman is in the field, who also did part of the redesign on the course. So.
Oh, you know what? I heard they added 340 yards, took it from 72 to 71 for this event, and added an acre to the lake on 18. So that's important. You got to get a little bit more lake surface on 18 as well. So.
Maybe they should add some more grandstands, Brennan, you think?
I mean, we were talking about it. This one at 18, it's a 586-yard par 5. They're going to be hitting low with no landing area in front, water hazard in front with a new acre of water, and the grandstands all around the back. If you have a front pin or anything, you're just firing off the backboard. You're going to be hitting low trajectory shots into 18.
It's a Cam Champ fiber, and I believe, right?
Yeah.
That's right. So do you look into Kenny Perry at all? Do you say, you know, what does Kenny Perry do well, and back your picks out from there?
Yeah, I think whenever there's a new course, I first look and see who the course designer is and see if there's any corollary courses. So believe it or not, you've actually had a lot of guys that have played well at the 3M, also played well at Bay Hill, which is also another Palmer course. So you can kind of look at that as a little bit of a corollary.
Wow. So like Bay Hill.
Yep.
Interesting.
Bay Hill is a very good corollary for this. And if you think about it, I mean, the 18th hole, obviously, it's a slightly different than the actual Bay Hill hole, but that's kind of a similar feel to what you would expect at Bay Hill, right?
Yeah, a lot of water all down the right side. You got to carry it. I mean, there's a slight little neck on the left. I guess you could run it on or land it on. Yeah. All right, who do you like this week? I also, by the way, we have people wanting us to ask about the Irish Open, so we may get to that. I don't know if you're prepared for it, but getting back to Minnesota, who are some of the more expensive guys you like this week? It's definitely a deeper field than you'd anticipate for, you know, 2 weeks before the Open in the heat of July. But who do you like this week from the expensive set?
Yeah, actually up top, believe it or not, I actually like Jason Day. and it's for a couple reasons. So Jason Day, one, has won at Bay Hill before.
Yeah.
Two, he's gotten his act together a little bit more now that he has Stevie Williams in the bag.
I was gonna say, Stevie Bootcamp.
And if you actually look at his stats, he's actually played well his last two tournaments, and he only putted at field average, which is way below where he normally puts. So his ball striking's been very good in comparison to what he normally is.
Interesting. Yeah, usually when he's playing well, it's the putting that's really carrying him. You know, the hot putting week.
He's actually practicing.
Yeah, imagine that.
Stevie says practice. I practice.
Maybe in one of those Michelin Man jackets, possibly.
the SWAT outfit?
Yeah.
All right, who do you like from the deeper down the board, farther down the board? Any kind of mid-level guys that stick out to you this week?
Yeah, I mean, one of the guys I'm probably playing a lot of is me, Peter Malnati, who's down at 7,800. So he's made 11 of his last 12 cuts this year and has been 40th or better in his last five. And in those last five events, made 77 birdies. So if I'm looking to stack, you know, a couple guys at the top, like a Jason Day or your favorite boy, Rory Sabatini from Bratislava over there, you're going to need to have some guys that are below 8,000. And Malnati has consistency and birdie upside, so he's a perfect fit.
It's the summer of Malnati.
Exactly.
What does that mean? What are you talking about? Because he's made 11 to 12 cuts or whatever?
Yeah, that's a tear for Malnati.
It is.
I don't know that you call it the summer of Malnati.
Now you're making me hungry for some Lou Malnati's pizza.
I know. I was thinking about Lou Malnati's too.
There we go. That's the way these brains are operating right now. All right. Let's do any launch shots. Anybody else? I mean, Malnati, I'd say, would qualify as a guy kind of off the board. Is he still sponsored by Major League Baseball? Is he still like the MLB logo on his hat while playing in PGA Tour events? Or is he off of that? I know Billy Andrade.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The you know, Paulie, you weren't on last week, but what did you think of Brendan's pick of Sepp Straka? How about how that turned out?
That actually wasn't a bad pick, believe it or not.
Hey, there you go.
If you're actually looking at his metrics, he's actually been hitting the ball amazing over the last like 6 weeks.
Yes. There you go, Andy.
And we'll just pretend that's what Brendan looked at.
That's exactly my reasoning.
One and done. Who you go? Who you going with?
Are you coming with me first?
Yeah.
I think, can I take Sabatini?
Yeah. Why can't you?
I think it'd be stupid. I may have taken him already, or three times already. I'm going with Roy Sabatini. I don't see how you could go against him.
All right. If you've already taken him, Sammy Bananas is going to let us know. If you've already taken him, then you're stuck with Tim Herron.
Okay.
Lumpy.
Okay,
that's not a bad pick this week, though.
I'm all for it.
Somebody that's going to miss the cut. So I think Herron makes the cut this week.
There's your one and done. Andy, who do you have?
I'm going with a guy that is going to see the full potential of humans this week. I'm taking Bryson.
No way.
Yeah.
He's lost.
He finished T8 the last start. He played decent.
That was prior to your pace of play report. Probably got him on tilt. He's probably still trying to.
I hope somebody asked him about it.
Paulie, who do you like this week? Are you going with Jay Day?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jason Takes All Day this week. It just kind of checks all the boxes, and there really isn't a spot that I'm going to plan to use Day for the rest of the year. So I'm going to take him in the weak field here and hope to get a top 10 out of it.
Anything on Irish Open? Do you look into that at all this week?
Yeah,
it's not really a deep field. I mean, a lot of people are going with Rahm as the favorite. So
no, so they're playing at Lahinch, so over there in Ireland, and every year they've been switching up the courses, so there really isn't course history to really look at out there.
Right.
But, I mean, you do have a lot of guys near the top who are coming in playing well, especially, John Rahm, based on the fact that he's gone, second and third his last two starts. But if you're looking for someone maybe a little further down the line, you can go for like a Jordan Smith who I think is around, in the 40-1 range, who was top six in three of his last four starts and 14th or better in five of his last six.
Okay. Good. Versatile. Can adapt to the European Tour on the fly.
So. Any problem, no problem.
All right, Andy, anything else for Paulie? You good?
Hey, that's about it. That's all I got.
And all right.
I'm ready to celebrate the 4th,
Fireworks. All right.
And getting ready for the John Deere the week after, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to go down there, Andy?
All right. Maybe. We'll see.
All right, Paulie, thanks for joining us. He is at Fried Egg Paulie on Twitter. You can read his picks and intel on the Fried Egg as well. Paulie, thanks for joining us.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, Andy. Another good Wednesday episode in the books. Friday is TBD. It's unlikely. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I think it's very unlikely, highly unlikely.
4th of July, we may be out celebrating. We may try to do something for it, but I would say, as of right now, plan on us taking a holiday off.
What's Friday. Your fourth plans?
Nothing. Just trying to avoid my kids, blowing off their fingers or something like that. Just making sure everybody
go to the parade or something.
Stay safe. No, we'll go watch fireworks. I do have a very kind of psychotic about the fireworks. I have to park a certain way in a certain spot facing outward. And then the grand finale starts, they have to watch it while they're walking to the car. So we can get the hell out of there, because you can't get trapped in that post fireworks traffic. I got a little spot, have to be facing towards the exit a certain way.
What if somebody takes that spot?
Yeah, I know. I can adapt. I know it's general area. That's all I'll say. And the car has to be parked a certain direction, and you cannot watch the grand finale in your spot. You're on your way to the car as it's going, and then we gun it out of there. So. That's all. That's my 4th of July. That's how my life has developed. So, otherwise, you're sitting in traffic for an hour, just losing your mind.
Completely understandable, man. Can't enjoy the moment. He's gotta think. You're thinking about the next moment.
That's some real dad shit. All right, everybody, enjoy your 4th of July. Stay safe. Call an Uber if you must, or Lyft, or whatever. No free. No. We don't endorse anyone in particular. So enjoy your 4th of July. Stay safe. And we probably won't talk to you on Friday.
Now, the Shotgun Start in Golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.